على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وأصحابه الأسفياء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد في أول كلامنا، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد في أوسط كلامنا، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد في آخر كلامنا. أما بعد، honorable علماء، respected elders, beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with Iman and Islam, and all praise and thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made us in the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look in the Quran and you look at the world around you, you'll understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in pairs. There is day and night, black and white, male and female, positive and negative, good and bad. And similarly, with the creations that we cannot see, they are the angels and they are the demons or the shayateen. When we leave this world also, it will only be one of two things. Either it will be Jannah or it will be Jahannam. Everything is in pairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system in this way. Similarly, in the matters of deen, when it comes to belief, we find that there is one of two paths. Person can adopt the path of Tawheed, or person can adopt the path of Shirk and Kufr. There is only one of two. There is no in between or mixture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran for regarding those people who are upon Hidayat, that they don't mix their Iman with Dhulam, with darkness, with evil, with sin, with incorrect beliefs and incorrect actions. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. For these people there is safety, and these are the people who are guided. Now, in this day and age, there is a flood of information, correct and incorrect, a flood of fitan that is coming in the way and path of Muslims around the world. It's clear for everybody to see. There is no doubt regarding this state of affairs. One of these floods or these storms that is affecting the Muslim Ummah at large is that of mixture of religions. It goes by different names, because in order to make a person accept a lie, then Shaitan and all his henchmen will add lies upon lies upon lies in order to make a person accept it, in order to shove it down his throat. Something that's not true, person wants to deceive somebody in business, he'll praise his item to the sky, and he knows deep down that many of the things he's saying is not true, because he wants the person to take it. The same way here, there is this fitna that is affecting our Iman, that of mixing the religions and mixing Iman and Shirk. It goes by different names. They go by the names of interfaith, of multi-faith, intra-faith, and Abrahamic religion or Dine Ibrahimi. Now, we will concentrate on a few aspects. For as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow, inshallah, we hope that this will be a means of opening our eyes, letting us understand, and a means of saving ourselves, our families, and our children from these kinds of fitan that shake the root of a person's Iman. The name of Ibrahim alayhi salam is being used, abused and misused on a global level to pull the Muslim Ummah into accepting total disbelief. Now when you look in the Quran, you look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and all the different incidents and ayat that describe him, his life and his mission, you find that he refuted idol worship, he refuted sun worship and moon worship and star worship and human worship and everything else besides the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that he did not stand for was this kind of mixture of the religions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains clearly, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصَرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not a Jew, he was not a Christian, he was Hanif. He was steadfast upon the worship of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not involved in shirk. Now, his name is being used to make a mixture of specifically Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. We can check up the information, what is happening in the United Arab Emirates, where this agenda is being pushed from there, then to the rest of the Muslim world, and then throughout the world. Now, how is it possible that these kinds of religions can be mixed with Islam? Right at the outlook, when we look at it, we'll say that no, it's an impossibility. But yet it's happening on the ground. You get people who refer to themselves as interfaith advocates. They pray in multi-faith prayer rooms, multi-faith prayer halls, and engage in multi-faith dialogue and activities. In essence, the entire spectacle that we're witnessing is just one of total deceit. Right in the beginning, when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, and Shaitan made a promise at that time, and he said that he will sit in front of man, behind man, on the sides of man, and he will deceive him and pull him, take him away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very few will be saved. The sincere servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be saved. And his plot and plan is what? Is to pull people out of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then secondly, into ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, to make people worship him. So, when you look at all the different religions in comparison to Islam, you find that there is one distinct factor that's keeping it separate from the rest. And for this reason, every other religion is attacking Islam then. And that is Tawheed. It is Islam only that is preaching pure and pristine Tawheed. Every other religion has been tainted with shirk. This is the dividing line. Now you look in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will forgive every sin, except for shirk. Now you understand the severity of this particular sin. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forgive something like that? Because that, when you look back, you trace it back right to the beginning of insan, Adam alayhi salam. That is the thing that Shaitan wants. He wants that insan must worship him and not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk is something that it destroys a person's worldly life and his life in the akhirat too. If a person leaves this world without iman, a person will be in great difficulty and torment. This is something that we have been hearing. But the reality has to hit home and understand that no, listen, my iman is under attack. Now let me give you a few examples from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose name is being abused and abused for this end. He told his father, Ya abati la ta'budi shaytan. That, oh my father, don't worship shaytan. But it's well known that his father was a manufacturer and seller of idols. So how do you correlate his statement with what his father was doing? His father was worshipping idols and selling idols, and Ibrahim alayhi salam is telling his father, Ya abati la ta'budi shaytan. They don't worship shaytan. So what is he saying? You look in Surah Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about those people who have fallen into hypocrisy and into polytheism and every other path besides Tawheed. In Surah Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, they will be told, مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ Your abode is the fire. مَأْوَى, your abode. هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ Here, that fire, that is your mawla. So how is it possible that your abode and your mawla, your abode and your deity is the same? مَأْوَاكُمْ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it. So here Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, Ya abati la ta'budu shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مَأْوَاكُمْ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ So shaytan, in this ayat, Ya abati la ta'budu shaytan, we understand shaytan is created of fire. مَأْوَاكُمْ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ So when a person will engage himself in shirk, and idol worship, in reality, he has taken shaitan as his mawla. This is how every religion before Islam has been tainted and is polluted with shirk. When it comes to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly, we will never accept it. Shirk is found in Christianity. The Christian calls on the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him to be a deity, na'udhu billah. They take Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam as a deity, son of Allah, na'udhu billah. Similarly, the Yahud, the religion is tainted with shirk. They have taken Uzair alayhi salam to be the son of Allah. And the same exists with every other religion. If you go into the study of every religion besides Islam, you will find definitely it is tainted somewhere or the other with shirk. And shirk is equated to Satanism. مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ That is the plot of shaitan. That how to take people totally away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take them off the path of tawheed and push them into shirk. Now how does shaitan deceive people? How has he deceived humanity? You look in the ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when conquered Makkah Mukarramah, then he destroyed the idols that were there around the Kaaba Musharrafa. Similarly, after that, he sent Sahaba radiallahu anhum to the surrounding areas to also destroy the idols. He sent them for this purpose, that go and destroy, that idol worship must not exist. Now, one particular incident stands out is that of Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu wa arda. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent him to Nakhla to destroy the idol Uzza. Now, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he went there, he destroyed that structure or the idol, and he came back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him back and said, go and destroy Nakhla, you haven't destroyed it. He was surprised that I just came back from destroying the thing, and here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me I haven't destroyed it. So he went back, and he went back to Nakhla, and he saw people were sitting and wailing and crying around a temple, around where the place where that idol was destroyed. He just came now to destroy it. There was an ugly woman figure sitting near there, also wailing. The people told him that is Uzza. He went and he killed that figure and he came back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that now you have destroyed Uzza. So what was that figure that he destroyed? That was the shaitan, or the demon that goes and sits inside the idols. This is how the ayat ma'waakum an-nar hiya mawlaakum is true. This is how the ayat ya abati la ta'budu shaitan is true. The shayateen, they deceive people. They go inside the images and statues. And if you look in Ruh al-Ma'ani, the author, he explains regarding the idol Baal, that the shaitan would go inside the idol and speak to people from there. This is how they were deceived, and they felt that no, this idol speaks. So this is something that's worthy of worship. In a similar way, when a person goes to a church, he will find idols and crosses and images. Person will go to a temple, person will go to a synagogue. All of these have images, statues, crosses, or whatever, things that are in the front or on the sides or wherever. A person goes in the front, he thinks he is calling unto Isa alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, but in reality, shaitan has deceived him. The shayateen go inside those images and crosses and statues, and then the people feel that no, they are worshipping their deity, but in reality, they are worshipping shaitan. In this way, we understand that every religion is on one platform, and Islam is on a completely different platform. It's impossible for us to equate Islam with other religions. It is impossible to mix iman with kufr. What pushes a person onto accepting this kind of idea? That yes, it's probably true what you're saying, that you know there is something where we can mix the religions. What is the issue that's making people accept this? This is simply another form of shirk, and that shirk is the worship of the nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen that person who has taken his desires as his ilah? If your desires is your ilah, you have an ilah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is shirk. That is now humanism. And that is the idea that is being pushed worldwide to Muslims and non-Muslims across the board, that fall into this humanism, and then you will accept this particular aspect of interfaith and multi-faith, which is in reality Satanism. How is this idea being fed to Muslims? We will mention one or two aspects. Is that the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distorted, taken out of context, and that is presented to Muslims. That see, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this, so now you must also do this. So now you can accept the kind of ideas that we are giving you, which is interfaith or mixing up the religions. It is being presented under two pretexts. One is the hilful fudul, and the second is the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Now you look in these incidents of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he made treaties and he made agreements with disbelievers. But the basis for all these agreements had nothing to do with aqidah. The Hilful Fudul was signed upon the basis of stopping zulam in Makkah Mukarramah. A Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed upon the basis that hostilities between Muslims and non-Muslims will cease, and now the Muslims will be given safety and peace. But when Muslims have now resorted to signing treaties and agreements and charters today, using those incidents, we find that hostility against Muslims and Islam has only increased. The propaganda against Muslims and Islam has only increased. So under what pretext are people signing the kinds of peace charters and accords that we have now in front of us? So this is how Muslims are being deceived. They feel that no, if you're going to sign a peace charter, we will have peace. But look at hasn't all the hostilities, there's been an increase of hostilities against Muslims in Palestine and other parts of the world, over 20%, 27% increase since the kind of peace charters have been signed in UAE and other places. So this must tell us that we are being deceived in this regard. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the safety of our iman, the safety of the iman of our families and children, and we don't get pulled into the kinds of things that are being shoved down our throats. We hold on to our deen. If a person wants to follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, yes, he's most welcome to do so. What he did, he told his father that I cannot have anything to do with you. I am migrating from this place. I'm leaving shirk and I'm leaving you. Even he cut family ties for the sake of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adherence to tawheed. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for understanding and acceptance. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
So JazakumAllah khairan to Mufti Abdullah Mullah Sahib, Mashallah Ustad at Darul Mazadwal, and has done extensive research in this very, very important topic that put the iman in danger of many, many people. So to God, protect our iman, to understand the completeness, the beauty, the perfection of the deen of Islam. That after the coming of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for anyone who hears about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of Islam, the only means of eternal salvation in the hereafter is to enter the fold of Islam and believe in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal reward Mawlana for taking out his free time to bless us with his very important advices. Humble appeal once again, inshallah, the honor of spending on the house of Allah ta'ala, on madrasa. What a great form of sadaqah jariyah. We spend with total ikhlas, sincerity, from halal, only and solely for the pleasure and the love of Allah ta'ala. And any benefit that accrues, whether from the masjid, madrasa, inshallah, that reward will accrue to us, possibly at a time when one is desperately in need of it in the qabr, in the akhirah. We will then realize the value of this honor of spending on the house of Allah ta'ala, inshallah.
الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فإن ترجمة عقيدة أهل السنة في كلمة الشهادة التي هي إحدى مباني الإسلام فمعنى الكلمة الأولى أن الله تعالى هو المبدع للعالم الواحد الأحد القديم الحي القادر العليم السميع البصير الشاكر المريد الكاتب للمقادير ليس كمثله شيء ولا يخرج من علمه وقدرته شيء وهو الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم ومعنى الكلمة الثانية أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأنه صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله تعالى وكل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق
فالمعراج حق وكرامات الأولياء حق والصحابة كلهم عدول وأفضلهم الأربعة الخلفاء على ترتيب الخلافة وسؤال القبر حق والبعث حق والوزن حق والكتاب حق والحساب حق والحوض حق والصراط حق والشفاعة حق ورؤية الله تعالى حق والجنة حق والنار حق وهما باقيتان لا تفنيان ولا يفنى أهلهما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين، خصوصا عن معاوية وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة، وعن أزواجه خصوصا عن خديجة وعائشة وحفصة رضي الله عنهن أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: خير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم واسألوه من فضله يعطكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. إذا استريتنا وصفوف الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك العظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد عدد كل ذرة ألف مرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا وقنا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم لنا نكون من الخاسرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد كل ذرة ألف مرة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.